Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
For the latest on this story, Simon Marks joins us now from the United States. Simon, it's looking like a nationwide drop in violence, but can Americans breathe a sigh of relief just yet?
Well, there's definitely been a drop in the violence, certainly over the last 24 hours, Dawn. There's no question about that. Pepper spray and stun grenades were used in North Carolina. There are isolated reports of tear gas being fired in two or three other cities across the country. But overall, last night was a much better night in terms of tranquility than the country has seen for the last 7 or 8 days. But there are still all sorts of reasons, first of all, to be concerned about another spark, possibly leading to a flare-up in anger. And secondly, to realize that these protesters in many of these cities aren't going anywhere anytime soon. Nothing has been done yet by anyone to resolve the grievances that they're voicing. There are further potential flashpoints ahead. George Floyd's funeral is due to take place next week. Former Vice President Joe Biden, of course, the Democrat standard bearer in this November's presidential election, is expected to attend the funeral. It's being paid for by the boxer Floyd Mayweather. And here in Washington, D.C., at least the nation's capital, combat troops remain on standby to deploy at any point. There are images today from around the White House. It seems that the federal government has brought in federal prison riot police to police the streets around the White House. They're finding it very difficult to secure National Guard from neighboring states. The governors won't let the Trump administration access those National Guards from states like Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. So they're having to turn to the available force that they've got at their disposal. And that, of course, in a city that is beginning to feel somewhat like a fortress, certainly in the downtown area around the White House, has the potential to fuel confrontation. So I think, again, every reason to remain absolutely on guard and for the authorities to be concerned about where all this could head in the next few days.
Well, Simon, speaking of Joe Biden, the protests, they're also becoming a point of contention in the election race as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, there were primary elections took place in 8 states across the country yesterday. Under normal circumstances, that's what we would be talking about tonight. Joe Biden easily expanding his lead in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, of course. To all intents and purposes, he's the only candidate still in the race, although there are some voters out there still voting for Bernie Sanders, even though he's abandoned his campaign. President Trump, obviously, dominating the Republican Party primaries that took place. I mean, there are issues here, of course, about how these primary elections are being held, about whether it's safe, first of all, as a result of COVID-19, now as a result of the instability on many the streets of many American cities for these primaries to go forward, and ongoing questions about where America's electoral process is going to head for the rest of this year. President Trump, as you know, says that he's abandoning plans to hold the Republican Party's convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, because the governor there won't guarantee him that people won't have to wear face masks or engage in safe distancing in the North Carolina arena. So he's looking for another venue at a very late stage to host some kind of Republican convention. I think what we do know is that this election year, 2020 in the United States, is not going to look like any other election that we've witnessed here.
That's right, indeed. Well, we're going to see how that plays out. But thank you so much, Simon, for that. Simon Marks speaking to us from Washington, D.C. Well, a Malaysian beauty queen has apologized after saying black people should relax. Now, the comment was in response to the ongoing protests in the U.S. On Instagram, Samantha Katie James called on black people to take the situation as a challenge. She added that they chose to be born as a colored person in America for a reason. Her comments were slammed with more than 80,000 people signing an online petition calling for her to be stripped of a 2017 Miss Universe Malaysia crown.